This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Desperate for food, water, and shelter, survivors of Hurricane Dorian, which pulverized the Bahamas as a Category 5 storm, were anxiously awaiting relief on Friday as teams searched through the rubble of collapsed homes looking for bodies. Thousands of people were left homeless on the islands of Grand Bahama and Abaco, and many were becoming frustrated with the speed of relief and evacuation efforts. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis addressed the crowd of people at a port waiting for boats to take them to Nassau.
So I only want you to be patient. We can't move all of you at one time.
At least 30 deaths have been reported from the monster storm, but hundreds, perhaps thousands, are still missing, and Bahamian officials say the final death toll could be staggering. Robert Mugabe, who ruled Zimbabwe for 37 years following the end of white minority rule in 1980, died early Friday. He leaves behind a complicated legacy. Some hailed him as a liberation hero, yet others say he destroyed the economy and terrorized his people. VOA's Anita Powell has more.
Many Zimbabweans, many of whom were born after he came to power in 1980, say the truth is somewhere in the middle. The dashing, eloquent guerrilla fighter negotiated Zimbabwe's independence from Britain in 1979. Early on, he urged Zimbabweans to reconcile after the 15-year civil war that brought about independence. But as time went on, he became more controlling and faced increasing allegations of human rights abuses, repression, and election rigging. The economy collapsed after he led a far-reaching land expropriation program, and both inflation and unemployment soared. But even as he cast his final ballot, he was warmly welcomed by his people, who cheered the man they call by his clan name, Gushungo. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
This is VOA News. Officials said Friday Taliban militants conducted an overnight attack on the western Afghan city of Farah. There was no immediate word about casualties. U.S. Chief Negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad told an Afghan television station on Monday that his team of negotiators has drawn up a draft agreement that, if approved by President Trump, would allow 5,000 American troops to leave five military bases in the country within 135 days. Khalilzad also said the deal would require the Taliban to engage in intra-Afghan talks to discuss a permanent ceasefire and a future power-sharing agreement. In the weeks since military and civilian leaders in Sudan signed a landmark power-sharing agreement, heavy rains have caused flooding along the Nile, damaging tens of thousands of homes. Although the political instability has created extra problems, many victims say the revolution has strengthened their sense of community. In Khartoum, Aisha Sarai has more.
As political negotiations continue in Khartoum on the formation of a new government, thousands of houses were swamped by waters from the Nile. As Sudan's new government is still forming, local aid organizations are unsure how and when state aid will be made available. Some victims, like Mohamed Salah, say that as the country waits for its legislative body to be formed in the wake of months of protests, the general sense of community in the country has increased. Salah says that the political change has resulted in social change. He notes that the youth who opposed the government have also in some ways replaced them, stepping up to help flood victims and deliver aid. The rains have eased, and the floods in some areas are beginning to recede. Many Sudanese hope the country's political crisis will do the same. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Britain's House of Lords has approved a key bill designed to prevent the country from leaving the EU next month without a plan in place. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Parliament's unelected upper chamber has voted for the bill, which has already been passed by the elected House of Commons. The law, backed by opposition lawmakers and Conservative rebels, compels Prime Minister Boris Johnson to ask the EU to postpone Brexit if no divorce agreement is in place by October 19. It will become law within days once it gets the formality of royal assent. Johnson has maintained Britain must leave the bloc on the currently scheduled date of October 31, even if there is no deal. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials closed slightly higher on Friday as investors digested a mixed U.S. jobs report and a bet on the Federal Reserve interest rate cut this month, all while China's stimulus plan helped ease some concerns. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.